Okay, here with Cameron Hussain, FC United's women's team manager. It was a 2-0 win, but it wasn't really decided until the second half when you made the subs. You made them nice and early, and they were very, very well done.
Yeah, I thought the opposition came with a plan and they wanted to frustrate us, and they did a good job of it in the first half. But when we knew and we identified certain areas that we could improve on, and we knew the players who were coming in could kind of bring that into the game, and it was a success in the end, and it shows.
Yeah, I think they seemed a little bit upset with the first goal, but the referee had blown up before the ball had gone out of play, and we were attacking. It seemed like only right that we should get the throw in. They seemed quite static from the throw in. And it was pounced on by Amy. She slotted that one away nicely.
Yeah, I think football's a game of opinions, isn't it? Everyone's going to have their own, and it was at the referee's discretion, and he's decided it early, and we played to the referee's instructions. So for me, I think we did the right thing, but again, you're going to have opinions and you're going to agree and disagree with other people.
It was nice seeing Amy back from her 2 weeks on the CrossFit like she does. Are we going to lose her again, or is she back with us a bit more permanent for the foreseeable?
I think he's a bit hit and miss at the moment because she's got a placement with the professional women's team club, so it's one of them in terms of availability. I'll have to check with her and kind of get some concrete dates in, but hopefully I will see her a lot more often.
Because she's very positive when she goes forward, isn't she? And she uses her strength to her advantage, and you could see that with the way that she bossed it around when she came on in the second half. And also we're in the attacking mode. We had Jordan with a sylph-like appearance, and she sort of like nips in and out from people, but she puts her foot in as well. She gets the ball when she needs to.
Absolutely. I think both of them bring that amazing mentality of never give up and front foot and really in your face. And Jordan, well, as they say in football, pace kills, and it shows in that game where you haven't got a minute to yourself if you're a defender on the opposing side. And Amy's just an absolute leader, an absolute warrior in this team, and she's a rare asset, so she's very valued in the squad.
So we're another clean sheet, and that were for Chloe there. That was her 45th appearance, which puts her at the top of the pile now on for appearances in nets. And she really is another asset to the team.
Absolutely. Speaking to Rob, and he mentioned it, that she's had so many appearances for the club. And you don't get that without being such a great player. So consistent. Her attitude is amazing when it comes to training. It never drops. Even in matches, she's so confident, and she's grown with the club. And the club have grown with her, so it's nice to see that she's been rewarded with these appearances, and it's a real good landmark for her.
Yeah, another goal from Kirsty. We all said to her, well done, from the sidelines where we were. She said she shanked it a bit, but who cares? It went into the bottom corner, and we got a 2-0 victory, and that's exactly what we needed. So, crew away next week?
Yeah, big test. Last one before the Christmas break, so hopefully it'll be a positive win, and we can really go into the Christmas break with some real momentum going into the new year. And finish off a really positive first half of the year.
Yeah, it's been good. We've just had the one draw so far as the league goes, and everything else has been working well. We just wait for the other cups to kick in, and then we can see if we can attack on all three fronts again. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We're going to go out to win every game, we've said this year, and we want to really dominate, and it's just taking one game at a time. And whether it's the league, the cups, we're always going to come with the same mentality, the same strong-willed attitude, and we'll see where it takes us.